Well, it's great to be here this morning. You know, we travel quite a bit, and we sometimes get worn down a little bit, but I'm going to tell you this morning, our spirits have been renewed. Amen. Just for a little bit of stuff here, we have Facebook for us older folk, okay? So if you want to follow us there, we send it a lot of information. For you younger folk, we have Instagram, so, you know, and we're developing the other ones, so it's all according to your demographic. So I would ask you to find us, follow us, and even share what you see. So that would really help us out to get the message out about what God is having us do for Him in the Dominican Republic. So this morning, I just want to talk to you for a little bit about what is happening. And I know we've been here about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And I will be honest with you, a lot of things have changed. A lot of things have there's a lot of updates. And we're going to do our best this morning to share those with you. So bear with me. We just had the pleasure of being in the Dominican a couple of weeks ago, ministering with our team and with a mission team there from Essex, which is Pastor Nathan's old church. This is our ministry team on the ground in the Dominican Republic. We had 32 people that we were able to spend the day and a couple of days with and our intention was to speak into their lives and to minister to them, but I'm going to tell you something. They ministered to us. It was amazing. We had a great time of singing and sharing, doing Bible studies together and so on. And I'm going to tell you, it was all organized by this couple, Dario and Rebecca in Alaska. They're the people that are running Servants Heart Ministries on the ground in the Dominican Republic. When Don and I pulled back about 2.5 years ago from our day-to-day activities there and came back to Canada, you know that Donna had both hips replaced and so on, and so we really are thankful that we have a great Medicare system here in Canada. When we left the Dominican Republic, we left it in their capable hands. This is a couple. They're in their early 30s, two young kids. They are amazing, amazing people doing God's work on your behalf in the Dominican Republic. And so the money that you gave to the pregnancy center the last couple of years and sponsorship programs and so on, that goes to directly support the work that God has asked them to do to help their people in the Dominican. And we did that because we believe in empowering and equipping to effect change. So if we believe in empowering people to do God's work, we felt very strongly it was our responsibility to step back and allow them to flourish and allow them to move forward and to do amazing work for Him. Amen. I came in this morning and I looked up here and I went, wow, that's cool. Because it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I know that you guys believe strongly in that. Well, what form does that take? Well, we had the pleasure of a couple of weeks ago, and you guys probably recognize him. I think Brett mentioned he'd been here and visited and did a services with your church here and stuff. He was preaching. This is Dario, again, the director of our ministry. In the church that God has placed them in the Dominican Republic. So Dario is an Assemblies of God pastor. He's given them a work in a small community, and they work alongside of us and in their church as well. And Brent had the pleasure of sharing there. But ministry can take many forms, amen? So we're going to share a few of those this morning. What do we believe as a ministry? Well, first and foremost, we believe in relationships. If you don't have a relationship, if you're not speaking into people's lives, if you're not showing them the love of Christ, how do you expect them to listen when they need help or when we have advice or we want to offer them salvation? I mean, relationship is where it all begins. Relationships with the people you work with, relationships with the people in your home, in your family, your neighbors, and so on. We believe in coming alongside of people and offering support because that's what friends do. Amen? We believe in helping people help themselves by giving them a hand up, not a handout. It's very important. We believe that implementing a program without God's direction will fail because it's not about us. It's not about what we want. It's about what God wants. We believe that programs are designed to meet His purpose for us. What has He asked us to do? And programs, they can change, but our purpose cannot. Because as times change, as people change, as circumstances change, programs can change. But the purpose of what God has called us here to do has not, and that's to reach others for Him. We believe that we don't have all the answers, but experience has shown us that God does. We just need to trust Him. And if we wait on Him, the answers will come in His time, and that in God, all things are possible. I think we can all agree on that this morning. You know, we do have a couple of programs that we run as a ministry that God has led us into. Because when Don and I went there 15 years ago, 15 years next year, that's pretty crazy, eh? When God led us there 15 years ago, we didn't have a clue what we were doing. I'm honest. I mean, like, we didn't know. We were going down there to change the world, and, you know, we were just, you know, and then God quickly told us, hang on now, this is my plan for your life, and this is what I want for the people that God has called you to minister to. And so you need to just step back a little bit, and you need to let me give you direction. So one of the first programs we started was Hugs for Kids. Hugs for Kids is our child sponsorship program, and we have over 300 children in our school program today. Isn't that amazing? God has certainly opened up doors of opportunity and blessed the ministry, but we only do it because we have really, really good people like Wendy, the lady that you see here. She's our director of child sponsorship in the Dominican. Again, a Dominican lady. She was working, and I probably told you this maybe last time, she was working, had a very good job at a local cable company, office manager position. She felt God calling her into ministry. She walked away from that, came to work with Servant's Heart Ministries. We couldn't pay her what they were paying her, but she did it anyway. And God has continued to bless and to the ministry with us. And she oversees the children's program. She goes in and she visits every child in their home. She gets to know the family. She gets to know their circumstance. Why? Because it's about relationship, isn't it? How do you minister to people if you don't know them? How do you meet their needs if you don't know what they're going through and what life is throwing at them? It's about relationship. This is Linda. She was down there with Team Essex. So one of the things that happens when our sponsors come with us on a missions trip is they actually get time to spend with their sponsor child. Because again, what is it about? Relationship. By spending time with their sponsor child, there's something that happens. That child understands that there's somebody out there that cares for them and loves them and is helping them towards a brighter future. And so we find that this is very important. This is Wendy's initiative. She sees who's coming. She makes sure that there's time to spend with their sponsor child when they get there. And part of the missions trip experience is to being able to build that relationship with your child. Sponsorship is $39 a month. We have, I think there's over 20 kids on the table out there this morning that need sponsorship, that need somebody to support them. Another program we have is the Loma Project. The Loma Project is our community center that we have in Loma de los Chivos. I'm going to play you a little video, the next slide, but before I do that, I'm going to tell you what has happened, and it's been a bit of a miracle. We all believe in miracles, amen? So the last time we were here, we were hoping to buy a piece of property, and God had spoken and said, you know, because land prices are all over the board and everything, and we didn't know what was going to happen, and we had to raise the money, and it was going to take time and so on. So God impressed upon our heart that it was $50,000 that we needed to raise. So we went out and we said, that's it, we're going to raise $50,000. So we started promoting the program, promoting the property that we needed to purchase and so on. And we found a property and everything was great. It was coming into late November and we were making the move to purchase the property because we had teams that were coming in January and February that were going to actually work on that building and they had donated towards the purchase of this property. So we get ready to purchase the property, and all of a sudden, Daddy-O gives me a call, and he says, Well, the guy's changed his mind. He wants $65,000 now. And I said, no. Now, why I said no, I don't know. It was, as soon as I said it, I thought, okay, what are we going to do? But I said, no. God told us $50,000, and that's what we're spending. He said, well, what do? We need a property. Teams are coming, and we don't have a property now. I said, I don't know. I said, but I know that God told us $50,000, and that's what we're going to spend. So he went away, and about a week later, I got a phone call. We found a property. The guy just put it up for sale. It's a bigger piece of land. It's an actual house that's finished. It's everything that we need. I said, how much is it? $50,000. You know, when God directs you, and when God says, this is what I'm going to do, I think sometimes we need to step out of the way and just let him do it. So I'm going to play you this video about the Loma Project. So the last time we were here, we were looking to buy a property. Now we have purchased a property. And this is the community center in Loma de los Chivos. We call it the Loma Project. And that's how it currently sits. We have the first floor finished. We have a building in the back that we started the first floor there. We have some storage built. We have 110 kids in our Loma Project program. And the room that they're currently in downstairs is not very big. The second floor will allow us to have all the kids together in one location for different activities. Now, the Loma Project is also quite encompassing in what it does, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we have the money to put the second floor roof on, but we're short about $10,000 to finish the second floor facility, and we really, really need that this coming year. So I'll just leave that with you. What do? Well, in Loma, we do after-school and summer Bible studies. Did you play the Missions Moment video here? No? We did a program this summer, and it was based on the Galactic whatever and then something. I don't know. I didn't develop it. Our staff did, right? But what I did take away from it was this, was that we had 113 kids attend the summer program. Now, of that 113 kids, we had five different churches from the community represented. And of those five different churches, 45 kids attended no church at all. That's what's happening in Loma. That's the work that God is doing for these children. They're hearing about Jesus. They're hearing about God's love. And we want to continue that work. They want to continue to be effective. And I will say this, when I was thinking about this, I know last time we were here, your pastor was telling me about Sunday night service and how people come from the community to attend Sunday night service here. And so I said, wow, that's amazing, because so often we see barriers built between God's people within the community. And it's not healthy for the Church of God. Amen. We need to come together as Christians to do a work for him. And so when we saw this in Loma, I thought, well, that's pretty amazing. Five different churches coming together to have their children attend this program to learn about Jesus. That's cool. After-school programs, academics, amongst other things. And we even last year, we had a group from the Ridgetown Chaplaincy Program in the University of Guelph. They have an agricultural school, and that's near, I think it's near Chatham, somewhere down past there, right? And so this is Mark. Mark's a chicken farmer, and he was there. And so what they were doing was they were building 10 chicken coops for a program. It's like a 4-H type program within the community for the children in Loma. Now, when I saw this picture, I thought, that's amazing, because this is what it's about. They didn't come in and build the chicken coops for the kids. They came in and they built them with the kids. Hey, isn't that cool? And some of these kids, well, one day one of them skipped school to come and build his chicken coop, and they went, no. You need to go to school. You can come back later, and we promise you'll be able to work on your chicken coop with the team. So they did 10 chicken coops. They put chicks. They gave them enough feed to get them started. And since then, of the 10 chicken coops, 9 of them have flourished. We're teaching them to look after the chicks. We're teaching them feed. We're teaching them you can eat some of the chickens, but you also have to sell some of the chickens. Sorry about you vegans out there. you can sell some of the eggs, but we want them to sell some of the products so that they can then go and buy more chicks and they can buy more feed and it can be sustainable. So we're teaching them responsibility. We're teaching them business. We're teaching them a number of different things. Isn't that amazing? They would have no opportunity for this other than what this team was able to do and bring to the Loma Project. And so we're so thankful for interaction like that. This is Jenna. Jenna's a teenage girl from Dunnville who came down with their mission team. And what she's holding there is beauty products. And this was for a program that we put on with our I Am Different program. I Am Different is about teenage girls that we're trying to instill in them that they have alternatives. They don't have to follow the norm of what they're taught in their community, which is, you know, go out, find a guy, look after you, maybe he'll look after the family, and so on and so forth. So what we did was we put on a spa day. Usually my wife tells this side, but she's on the computer, so I'll do my best. So we did a spa day with the moms and their daughters. Now, okay, well, that's how's that ministry? Well, it's a tool. What it's about is relationship, right? And what we've found is that in the I Am Different program with these teenage girls, there's broken relationships between the moms and their daughters. There's girls that have been abandoned by their mothers. There's girls that have been left to live with people in the community when the mother has gone off to live with another guy. There's children that are feeling disconnected from the people around them. We had one young girl come into the Wendy when she was the director of the girls program and just cry her eyes out because she felt a relationship and a connection to her that she had never had with her own mother. And poured out her heart to Wendy, and then healing started to take place. Amen? So in the spa day, the moms and the daughters were giving each other facials and stuff, but it was all about touch. It was all about connection. It was all about doing something for each other. We had moms apologizing to their daughters, begging for their forgiveness for not being a good mother and turning their back on them. We had daughters who had begged their moms to come to the program before and wouldn't come, but because it was sort of a special activity, they came. And then after that activity, we saw healing take place in their lives. It's about relationship. It's about connection. It's about each other. Amen? Donica's Dream. Donica's Dream is our pregnancy center that you so graciously have supported the last 2 years, and we're very thankful for that. Over 50% of our funding for our program is the Change for Change fundraising event that we hold every spring. So a significant contribution towards the cost of running this program and helping this over 50 moms that are currently in the program. And we've had approximately 350 women and their children come through the program in the last 5 years. How's that? Praise the Lord, hey? God is good. Just going to play you one more video. Extremely important work. These are some of the kids that we have that have come through the program and they're flourishing and growing. Donica's Dream, it's a sponsorship program. It's $29 a month. And we ask for your support. I know this little girl really enjoyed getting your support. I know we've covered a lot this morning, and I know that we've gone over a lot of information. And I know that it's just amazing to see what God is doing through his people, through an amazing group of individuals, that a team that he has brought together to do his work. So this morning, I'm not going to be shy about this. I'm going to say, listen, we need your help. So if you feel something there that may be close to your heart, whether it's the pregnancy center or Hugs for Kids or even a one-time donation towards getting that room completed for the Loma Project, we would certainly appreciate your support, and we appreciate what you have done, and we appreciate what you're continuing to do and the opportunity to speak this morning. So God bless.